Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services is launching a new effort called Project GABE to provide opioid misuse awareness, education, and prevention resources to industrial workers. The project uses the existing DHSS program, Project HOPE, to distribute naloxone, a medication that can reverse an opioid overdose, and fentanyl test strips, which can test for the presence of fentanyl in drugs to working Alaskans. The program is first being implemented within the fisheries in southeast Alaska by Public Health Nursing in partnership with the Office of Substance Misuse and Addiction Prevention and members of the seafood industry. Over time, the project will expand to include other industries and other geographic regions of the state. Teresa Welton, unit manager for the Office of Substance Misuse and Addiction Prevention, said,
"The state of Alaska has seen an increase in opioid overdose deaths, especially concerning the drug fentanyl. Fentanyl is, although legal when prescribed by a physician, it is illicitly manufactured and now coming into Alaska. Everything you may be taking illicitly has the potential for fentanyl. It's in illegal methamphetamines, in illegal pressed pills like Xanax and oxycodone. It's in cocaine. It's in any illegal drug."
She adds,
"In our kits that we distribute, there's two doses of naloxone. There is a fentanyl test strip where you can take just a little bit of your drug and it can tell you if it contains fentanyl."
Project GABE will provide education and naloxone free of charge through several ways, including installing opioid emergency boxes in common rooms within processing facilities, bunkhouses, and offices, distributing water-resistant bags containing naloxone on fishing fleet vessels, providing opioid overdose kits to individuals to keep on hand in any location, and partnering with industries to provide education to Alaska workers about the risks of opioids and substance misuse. Election results from the special primary election remain largely similar to the initial standings from Saturday as the Alaska Division of Elections released the most recent batch of ballots Wednesday. Former Governor Sarah Palin still remains atop the leaderboard with a cushion of about 12,000 votes over Republican Nick Begich III. Nonpartisan candidate Al Gross and Democrat Mary Peltola remain in third and fourth place spots respectively, with a substantial lead over the trailing candidates ahead of the August 16th special general election to fill the remainder of the term for the late Congressman Don Young. Palin's lead shrunk slightly even as her total ballot count continues to grow. The former vice presidential candidate now has just over 37,000 votes, which accounts for about 28% of all ballots cast, dropping slightly from the 30% that she received from the last tally. Begich received over 4,000 additional votes, now totaling just over 25,000, increasing his percentage marginally. Gross received over 3,000 additional ballots, now has over 17,000 in total. Peltola added over 3,000 additional votes and now has received 8.71% of the ballots, extending her lead over fifth-place candidate Republican Tara Sweeney. The Division of Elections now has tallied just over 134,000 ballots. Sweeney trails Peltola by over 4,000 votes. Trailing Sweeney is undeclared candidate Santa Claus with about 6,000 votes. Nonpartisan Jeff Lowenfels with about 5,000 votes. Democrat Chris Constant with about 4,800 votes. Former Republican State Senator John Coghill, about 3,300 votes. And rounding out the top 10 is Republican Josh Rivak with about 3,100 votes. A third ballot count will be released on Friday, and the final vote counts will be released Tuesday before the State Review Board begins next Thursday. Target certification, June 25th.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.